Hi Donna, I'm gonna give you your feedback on your learning activities assignment in this audio podcast. And first, I wanted to mention to you that I have created some general feedback for everyone in the class to listen to collectively. At this stage, everyone is in need of some of these general sort of areas having to do with discussion and labeling things and class community and so forth. So I put those all together into one podcast for everyone. So be sure to have a listen to that one. I just reviewed your draft learning activities from the Module 3 written assignment, and I have some feedback for you on that. First, overall, I think this is an important course. I think there could be a lot of interest in this course, and as I said in my feedback on your module titles, they look really good, and it's logical and rational, and I have liked seeing it evolve and become more organized and concrete along the way. I really love that you start out with a telling your story activity. I think that is a really great way to approach the beginning of the course. I love that you're going to do an intro video, and that you're going to incorporate a learning journal throughout the course. I really would have liked to have some additional detail on your learning activities, and I know you said that you are going to post a more detailed version at another point. But this is what I have at this moment when I'm doing the feedback, so it's what I have to go with. And so it's difficult to understand kind of the design of some of these activities because there's insufficient detail. So, for example, what is the written assignment activity and what prompts the discussion and the learning journal activities in the first module, for example. It's a little bit better in subsequent modules where you actually state the discussion question, but it would be, I'd be able to give you better feedback if I understood the assignments a little bit better. Also, you haven't labeled things by the titles that they will have in your course. They're more labeled by the type of activity, and so that's kind of hard to give you some feedback on too. I mean, some of them look like they could be labels, but some of them will require you to think about how you're gonna actually label them and in what areas or what sections of the course. So I'll look forward to seeing how you address that in your course. I wonder if you could have your students fill out an inventory to determine their emotional character. You have that in, I think it's the second module. In the learning journal, you're asking them what their emotional character is. And I did a quick Google search and I found several, like the internet is full of all kinds of quizzes and inventories and surveys that you can take that really help you to understand aspects of yourself. So I'm wondering if that might not be a way to kind of get them thinking about how they are, to really try to self-assess and have a little help in self-assessing how they are, to be able to better answer and explore that journal question. I've bookmarked a few of them for you in DIGO, but like I said, there's tons of them. I've used the tag emotional intelligence and also the tag quiz to highlight some of these inventories for you. You mentioned these videos, and it's unclear to me whether or not you're going to be creating these as sort of lecture videos and demos, or if I know in some places you have actually put the URL to a YouTube, but in some It just says video and like lecture demoing about pitching, and I'm wondering if that's going to be you. If so, you should pay attention to effective practices in videos online. Talking for a full hour, a talking head for a full hour is not a really good use of the medium. You're not using the medium effectively for an online student or an online environment. So you're going to want to use a tool like I did, like Breeze, that will allow you to chapterize so that students can understand clearly the different sort of segments of the video and can come back and not do the whole thing in one shot, in other words, and find their place easily of where they left off. So just think that through a little bit. I'd like to see more info on your written assignments, like I said, to better understand what it is that you're going for there. The templates in one of the later modules that you talk about look really cool. I think that's like module 4. Another possible opportunity for a self-test or an inventory is the how you feel about money. There's lots of those quiz type things out there regarding, your money IQ or your money personality or whatever, and I've bookmarked those too for you, a couple of them anyway. Like I said, there's millions. I bookmarked a couple of them for you in DIGO, our group, with the tags money or quiz. Then finally, the project, final project looks like a portfolio that's being built throughout the course, and that's I really like that approach. Again, you want to pay attention to building a sense of class community and how you're gonna bring closure to the course. Be sure to take a listen, to have a listen to the general feedback that I created for everyone in the course, in addition to this individual feedback. Overall, I think you've done a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing more detail and to seeing how this ultimately gets, made real in your course. Looks like a great course, and that you've put a lot of thought into it so far, Donna.